Welcome to Small Time Leaders, a 10-minute podcast about how giving credit to others can help you experience more success and meaning in your leadership and life. My name is Michael Allen Tate, but my friends call me Mike. I work with accomplished business people who want to design a personal strategy to make their next big move their best move. In each of my podcasts, you will hear a successful leader talk about a couple of people in their lives who did or said a small thing that was so on point and profound that it still impacts how they live and work today, which I've come to call small-time leader moments. All right, Joel, it's good to have you back. Enjoyed that story about Zig. Tell us something before we hear about your next story, something you're grateful for, thankful for in your life right now.
I love living in Colorado. You know, every morning I wake up here in Denver and I'm on a high rise with a view of the Rocky Mountains. In fact, I could see all the way to Colorado Springs from my window. Absolutely beautiful here. And, you know, the reason that I moved here initially was because over 300 days of sunshine a year. You know, even though people think, oh, Denver, you get a lot of snow. No, it snows out in the mountains a lot. And sometimes, you know, we'll get a few inches here on the Front Range. But for the most part, even our winters, compared to where I grew up in the Chicago suburbs, our winters are pretty mild. And it's not unusual to have a stretch of a week in February where it's 70 degrees and people are walking around in shorts and flip-flops. And that's just wacky mile-high weather for you.
Yeah. Wow. So are you a Denverite forever?
You know, I'll never say anything's forever. I grew up in the Chicago suburbs and after college, I spent 12 years in Texas and then I spent 8 years in Oklahoma. And now I've been here since 2007 and I love it here, but you never know what's going to happen next.
All right. Okay. So tell us about that other small time leader.
That would be my friend, David Hancock, who I believe is your publisher as well.
Yes, he is. What a great guy.
He's a publisher at Morgan James Publishing. I met David at an Armin Morin conference, I want to say back in 2005. Yeah, it would have been 2005. Would have been that fall conference. Armin used to hold Big Seminar, which at that time was the internet marketing conference to go to. You know, since then, Armin's not doing that anymore. And Ryan Dice and Perry Belcher and Roland Fraser, you know, do their traffic and conversion, which has become the de facto. You know, they get thousands of people. But back then, internet marketing was still a nascent industry. And David was friends with Armin. And I had recently published the second edition of my book, What Google Never Told You About Making Money with AdSense, in PDF format. I was selling it as an ebook and was selling thousands of copies of this because I had cracked the code on how to make money with Google AdSense. And I was making upwards of $500, sometimes to $1,000 a day in passive income with Google AdSense. So because I wrote this book about it, I became the AdSense guy. And it was at this conference that Armin introduced me to David. And there was an instant kinship. You know, he's one of those guys who's so open and so warm and kind and funny and genuine that I'm drawn to people like that immediately. And he suggested to me that I take my ebook and consider creating a traditionally published physical book with it. And I'm thinking, okay, so I'm selling this book for $97 and it's all ones and zeros. So it's all profit. And you want me to take the same material and put it into a physical book and sell it for $17.95 and maybe make a buck a book. Is that what you're saying? And, you know, with his assistance and the help of a business coach, I understood that the book was not, it wasn't about the money. It was about the branding that would come as a result of having a book. There's just something about books that it automatically lends increased credibility more so than an ebook would, something about the printed word. And so I said, sign me up. And we took that ebook, we gave it a different name rather than What Google Never Told You About Making Money with AdSense. We called it the AdSense Code, because there's a dual meaning there, right? I cracked the code on how to make money with it. There's actually a piece of code that you copy and paste to put on your page in order to make the advertisement show up on your webpage. And the cover of the book was a parody of the Da Vinci Code. So instead of, you know, the Mona Lisa, it was my eyes on the book. And instead of Da Vinci drawings, there was an AdSense report. And we actually released the book onto the market the same weekend that the Da Vinci Code film opened in the theaters. And long story short, with a little clever marketing behind it and a very active and receptive audience, we somehow managed to get the book on the New York Times business bestseller list. And I became David's first New York Times bestseller. In fact, when we were putting the book together, I asked him, I said, have you ever had a New York Times bestseller? And he said, I have not. He'd never published one. And I said, well, I'm going to be your first. And he laughed in the way only David could. And I said, no, really. He said, I'd be okay with that. And lo and behold, some sort of miracle. I still don't know exactly how it happened, but I remember when he told me that the New York Times called them and asked them to courier a copy of my book down to their HQ in New York City. And then in March or April 2006, we listed 2 weeks running and for the month. To this day, you know, I get to say I'm a New York Times bestselling author. You know, the good news about that is that once you're a New York Times bestselling author, you're always a New York Times bestselling author. But sometimes when I'm at a conference and David's there with me, you know, he can be kind of boisterous. Yep. And we'll walk into a room together and he's such an attention getter. It's so funny. He'll go, ladies and gentlemen, it's Mr. Joel Kamm, who hasn't had a New York Times bestseller since 2006.
Okay, everyone, before we continue today's episode, I just want to remind you of my new book, Roll Up Your Sleeves. The book is on how to lead and live in a world of constant change. Roll Up Your Sleeves has a biblically based storyline that shows you how to get through your transition wilderness to your promised land. Order the book today at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or your local bookstore. For more information, go to the book's website. The links are attached on the show notes. Okay, now back to the show. What a guy. So he changed your life by giving you this concept of publishing a book. Yeah. You remember anything that he says or does, or just something about David that kind of impacted?
Yeah. In fact, after the book had charted and become a bestseller, I was reached out to by big publishing house, Wiley and Sons, John Wiley and Sons Publishing. And they said, congratulations on the book. We would like to get rights to that book and release a mass market paperback of the book. And I thought, well, the book is with Morgan James. And I went to David and he said, well, first of all, the way that, you know, we work is you own all the rights to your book. You know, usually when you sign with a publisher, they own you. They own all the derivatives and the audiobook and the ebook and, you know, the film rights and everything. And the AdSense code, the movie. And he said, you own, you know, the rights to it. I said, oh, so I could take the book over there. And he looked at me and he said, Joel, your success is our success. And if a guy could melt your heart, that's what happened to me in that moment. He was basically saying, we want what's best for you. And if it's best for you to take this book to another publishing house, then we want that for you. We won't stand in the way. And I knew right then, there's no way you're keeping the book. I would rather stay with you and sell fewer copies. Because if I had went with Wiley, who knows what they would have done with it? It could have blown up, maybe not. Part of the irony is that eventually I did end up doing several books with John Wiley and Sons apart from the AdSense code. And even then, I mean, the first book I did with them was a book about Twitter called Twitter Power. And I remember David asking me, how can I help promote the book? So anytime I publish anything, it doesn't matter if it's on the Morgan James imprint or not, he wants to help promote my stuff. And so that is, you know, a true go giver, as our friend Bob Berg would say. And I'm assuming, as a writer of business parables, Bob's inspired you.
He has. And Bob actually endorsed my book that just came out too. I just met him just about 6 weeks ago, as a matter of fact. So,
well, there's another life changer right there. What a fantastic human.
Yeah, he is. Well, man, thanks for sharing that. Our success, your success is our success. And that's what David told me. When I had never dealt with the publisher, and I met him. He's an amazing guy. And you think about him and Zig, they both have the same message, don't they?
Yeah, you know, give first, serve others. And this is why, you know, I trademarked the term do good stuff probably about, 15 years ago, because I saw the way people were signing off their emails, and it was always to your success, right? Something like that.
Yeah.
And I was like, you know, I don't want to be like everybody else signing my emails to your success. And what do I really want people to know? I just want them to go out there and do good, right? The best you can. In our frail, flawed human way, sometimes getting it right by accident, sometimes getting it right intentionally, and often blowing it because we are so flawed. But just do good stuff. If you put good out there without expecting returns, then it's like being Johnny Appleseed, right? You plant a bunch of seed, and some of it's going to come up, and it's going to bear fruit. And that's just, you know, here I am, 56 years old, 25 years in the internet business, and it's worked so far. So I'm just going to stick with it.
Right. Well, Joel, thanks for being with us. So tell the guests how they can get in touch with you. We'll have the show notes, of course, but
sure. My website is joelcom.com, and on all the socials, you know, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn, I'm at joelcom.
All right. Thanks again. Thanks so much for being with us and sharing your inspiration of these people in your life, and have a great rest of the day. And we'll talk with you soon. Thanks, Joel. Thanks. Bye.
Thank you so much for listening. I'd like to leave you with a thought. I believe that we live in a small world that often feels out of control, but I also believe there is a big God who is in control and who speaks to us in a still, small voice. And if we just listen, we may be granted the occasion to make a positive difference in someone's life. So I challenge you to be a small-time leader today and help someone see themselves in a brand new way. Thanks again for listening to this podcast. For more information about my firm, blog, products, today's special guest, please go to michaelallentate.com or smalltimeleaders.com. And don't forget to subscribe to the Small Time Leader podcast so you never miss an episode. And join our Facebook group for more exclusive content. I'll see you on the next episode of Small Time Leaders.